Ascension Process with Dr. Suzanne Lee.
Hello and welcome everyone to the Arcturian Ascension Process. And my name is Suzanne Lee, Susan Carroll. Both names, they're both me. And the Arcturians are always here with us. And we have a very special guest today, and his name is Matthew. And he is in wonderful connection and a beautiful healer, channeler, communer with the higher planes. I don't know, Matthew, what all do you call yourself?
That's nice. I like that, communer and commuter, right?
Yeah. Interplanetary commuter.
I think that's a great intro. I would say that my work is as a healer for many people, and then for others it's more as a messenger.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So would you like to first maybe tell us a little bit about your work, and then tell us a little bit about your process of coming to do your work, because I think everybody likes to know other people's process, so that helps them, you know, gives them a little boost on their own process.
Absolutely. My work is in helping individuals remember who they truly are. And in remembering who we are, it's not that we want to forget our humanity, this individual identity that we know in this life, right? It's that we also want to begin to remember our identity, we could say, pre-incarnation. And then we want to remember our identity as the Creator. And all of these identities, this identity ultimately as Mother Divine or the Divine Self or the Creator, has a place in the physiology. It's an already established place of pure and infinite consciousness and creativity. And this is what I do call Mother Divine, or Divine Mother, or the Divine Self. We all have so many names for it. So the work that I've come to do is in directly connecting people to this infinite vibration of consciousness, which is that creative force of creation, and then helping people to dialogue with this force and allow this force to heal the physiology of all kinds of ailments, all kinds of suffering, because a return to this source consciousness is, of course, the end of suffering. It's the end of disease. So over the last several years, we've developed several programs and processes for reconnecting and knowing God in the heart. And it's been the most wonderful journey personally. And as I'm sure you can also attest, Suzanne, mm-hmm. There's nothing more gratifying than finally walking the Dharma or the path that you know you were to walk in this life. It's like coming home.
It is like, that's a good way. It is like coming home. It's kind of like being home, too.
Yes, it is.
being as in the person that we are being.
Beautiful. So the way I like to describe how this came about, of course, it's a much longer story than we have time for now, is in that moment of intense suffering, in that moment of sadness, this was occurring for me several years ago, I realized that there was a part of me that was witnessing the entire process. It was witnessing that part of me that was suffering, that part of me that didn't know, that was uncertain. What occurred in that darkness, we could say, what occurred in that lack of integration is the realization that in my own awareness there was a great presence. There was a divine presence. And from a very young age, I had always prayed to the Divine Mother, to Mother Divine. And so I associated this presence with Divine Mother or Mother Divine. And over a period of a few months, it was like the most wonderful, exquisite love affair I could possibly imagine. And yet it was happening in the dynamics of my own consciousness and my own physiology.
Wonderful.
So the experience was of being the individual seeking God and also of being God loving the individual. Divine Mother explained the experience to me as saying that in that process, in that journey to knowing that you are the Creator, you can walk hand in hand with the Creator or with the Divine Presence. And any question that you have, any uncertainty that you have, any confusion that you have, you can come back to this essential relationship of consciousness and physiology, and it's the end of suffering in that moment.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So it's been a very sweet and remarkable experience, and I think what's most remarkable of all is how completely natural and normal it is to have that experience of communion with your own divine self. It's that same silence we know in meditation and prayer.
Yes.
And yet it's taken into high gear. It's taken into that manifesting vehicle that we are as people. It's taken into a very dynamic form. And so when that dynamism moves, it's just that stirring of bliss and activity, that stirring of love and activity. And this process has, for me, become my greatest teacher. All of the knowledge that I share is the knowledge of Mother Divine, is the knowledge of this Divine Presence in my heart, in your heart, I believe in all hearts, sharing the wisdom for today. And it's beautiful because we only need to look at work like yours to also know that it's that same presence. It's a sense of group communion, right? It's we're all through our own dharma, through our own karmic pattern, through our own history as souls, expressing these same truths in very different and yet deeply complementary and aligned ways.
Yes, yes. And I agree. I've been getting is that the unity consciousness is what really precedes and brings on the ascension process.
It's
a unity with ourselves, and once we have unity with ourselves, we have unity with everything. Everyone,
that's so beautiful. I actually, I have a book. It's called The Wholeness Volume 1, and you can find it on thewholeness.com. But this book, there's a chapter in it. The book is actually taken from the daily wholeness calls. These are morning guided meditations and prayers that I do for a lot of people across the country. They dial in every morning at the same time. And it's basically a way for them to begin with their own wholeness in a very sweet environment that has that dynamic of group consciousness and coherence, but is also very self-referral and quiet. And the book is actually a collection of transcripts from these calls. And there's one chapter in the book where Divine Mother is speaking about in that process of discovering multidimensional creation, right? We know there's so much more than meets the eye. Mm-hmm. In that process of discovering multidimensional creation, Divine Mother says, it's like coming to work for a huge company, and you find that there are all of these departments in the company and all of these managers and all of these employees, and it's so vast.
Mm-hmm.
And the royal path is to you walk in and the CEO gives you a big hug. And it's that coming home in the same way. It's it's finding that although creation is at once vast and infinite and overwhelming to the intellect, overwhelming to the mind, you are also in the arms of that unity consciousness. Your original being is the very being that birthed the whole play.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's really beautiful. Absolutely. Except this is a corporation that cares about people and pays taxes.
Exactly. It's the corporation that manufactures that essential experience of bliss.
Exactly. I like that one. That's a good corporation based on love and multidimensional light. That's a fifth dimensional corporation.
Perfect.
Well, multidimensional corporation. So we talked before we start that you might be able to give us a little bit of a healing message, meditation, calmness. Calm is good.
I'd be happy
message
to.
From the Divine Mother, kind of whatever comes through. And mm-hmm. We would really love that. I would love that. So
beautiful. So why don't we take, 10 or 15 minutes here? I think that'll be long enough for...
That'd be perfect.
A good transformation for the physiology to take place.
Good.
And what we'll do is I'll just preface this guided meditation or prayer with the disclaimer that there'll be a lot of silence during the call, and if a listener is feeling some shifting for the physiology and it's in any way uncomfortable, just know that sometimes the body does purify on a physical level very quickly as a result of the energetic input, and so it's good at that point to lie down. And for most people, the experience should just be one of bliss, one of expansion, and hopefully one of reawakening or remembering that source consciousness that is your own.
Sounds wonderful. I'm ready.
Good.
I don't want to lay down, though, because I won't be able to sit up again and continue the show.
Good. So I'll be sitting up, too.
Okay, good.
Good. So what I'll do is encourage everyone just to close the eyes and any distractions in the environment, if possible, just to put them away, and if not, then just close the eyes and enjoy. And we'll go into silence for a few moments here. Very good. Just gently bringing the awareness and any thoughts that you're having, if you care to, bring the awareness to your heart. The heart means not just the physical heart, not the bones, not the tissues. Here we are going beyond physical form and even going beyond energetic form, beyond the meridians, beyond the chakras, beyond the heart chakra, which is a very real and important element of physiological functioning. Here we are coming home to the home, the permanent home of divine awareness. in this unbounded abode of Mother Divine, or Infinite God Awareness, we have the junction point of the infinite unmanifest and infinite manifest creation. The human physiology, Divine Mother says, is the ideal vehicle for enjoying all of creation, all of multidimensional creation, including this one, right here and right now. You see, the gentle return of awareness from the head cavity to that cave of God in the heart is almost an illusion, because the awareness has not actually ever left your heart. Divine Mother says, think of your heart as the seat of the infinite light of God, because it is the literal seat of the infinite light of God. The God presence you have always sought eternally resides here, beyond the physical body, beyond the multidimensional energetic body, is that junction point of unmanifest and manifest. And in manifesting creation, this infinite light, intelligence, and power of the Divine Self projects itself through multidimensional physiology into that seat of the individual self, the head cavity, the mind. think of the mind not as something that needs to be changed or needs to be taught, but as a crystal prism. For this is actually the very design of the mind. The mind takes the infinite unified light of the divine self, and like any good crystal, breaks it into the full color spectrum. From the one come the many. It is the mind's job to perceive diversity. It is not the mind's job to perceive unity. The infinite intelligence of your own awareness residing in the heart . This is the seat of your great power. It is the seat of your divine identity, as described by human physiology. To come home to this reality, is the blossoming of your awakening. For what is more important than awakening to the reality that you are not only a great player in the play, you are the creator of the play. And the play itself. Divine Mother says, think how practical the application of this wisdom is. Besides the immediate transformation on physical and other vibrational levels of physiology, your great awareness, your great infinite awareness, is no longer tied to that limited identity of the mind. To think that you are your thoughts, to think that you are your mind, is as arbitrary and as unhelpful as thinking that you are your pinky, or your toe, or your hand, or your arm. You are this, yes, but you are so much more. You are the wholeness. This is the reality. This is not an intellectual process or construct. This is the reality. Now taking just a minute or two to open the crown of the spine and the crease in the pelvic structure. This reconnects human physiology with its most important aspect, earth physiology.
Very beautiful. Silence is very powerful, isn't it?
It's the most powerful ingredient to healing.
Yes. You know, when you were, I could see the point between the manifest and the unmanifest, but the manifest was always, it was the fifth dimension. It was all crystal cities. When I saw the unmanifest, which was kind of like the void before the fifth dimension, and then the manifest. And then when you said the crystal, I went, yeah, that's what I'm seeing. Seeing that, I think I'm ready to manifest a fifth dimension. That's where I'm going.
Good. And, you know, we see that this understanding of the mind, it's not the enemy, right? We don't look to take the mind and say, all of these thoughts, they're too much, or they're bad, or they're distracting me from wholeness, or this or that. This is just what the mind does. Divine Mother, in different sessions that we've done, it's a running joke with so many people I work with that it's called the family dog. You know, it loves to run around and chase its tail. And you wouldn't want the family dog to do anything else. You know, the only danger is when you have that family dog driving your car. You don't want the mind trying to run the whole life, because it's not equipped to. And that's where suffering steps in.
Absolutely, I can see that. And one of the things that I'm getting a lot from the Arcturians is that we're reprogramming as we, you know, expand our consciousness. And the fifth dimension, that third dimensional mind that, you know, that's the running dog,
mm-hmm.
Chasing its tail. The mind, well, it moves out of what the term would be, mind, because then it's multidimensional. And they'll talk to me sometimes in that multidimensional way where there's no time and there's no space and there's no mm-hmm. gender and there's no separation and there's only mm-hmm. we. So it's, you know, our mind kind of like keyed us in to the limitations that, you know, we're separate and that there's time mm-hmm. and something from the past or something in the future, or kind of like sticks us into the game, the third dimensional game.
And that's such an important clarification that you're making. I couldn't agree more that the mind is undergoing a really remarkable global transformation, right? Human collective consciousness is going through such a remarkable transformation, and that, of course, means individually we're all growing so much that mind is expanding. Mind is changing. And when we talk about the mind, when I talk about the mind, we're referring very much to that level or understanding of mental thoughts, thought patterns, and the limitations that can be placed upon your reality when your awareness is completely identified with your thoughts, when it's completely identified with your limited identity.
Yes.
So mind does have that infinite potential. And more importantly, our awareness, your awareness, my awareness, each being's awareness is so much greater than our thoughts, than our mind, than our mental impulses and our patterns. It's, as Divine Mother said so frequently in different calls that I've done, the mind is like one finger on the hand
mm-hmm.
of our awareness,
mm-hmm.
right? The mind, this collective consciousness that we participate so actively in,
yeah.
it's just one finger on a greater spectrum of consciousness that it's our job now to awaken to.
Absolutely. And as we, you know, as we awaken, as those of us that have awakened, as more and more are doing every day, we're our mind can become very boggled. We have to just feel it with our heart, understand it with our heart.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, the heart being that center, because it's huge.
Mm-hmm.
It's more than our mind could imagine. Except if it's, imagination is fifth dimensional thought. But if we can get to that place where we can break out of that old pattern and the heart and mind are really joined, and then the mind isn't just one finger. It becomes...
Right. The awareness truly steps in as the infinite player.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. I think that maybe that's when the mind kind of becomes consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me a little bit, what do you see as the difference between mind and consciousness?
You know, one thing I've noticed is that as consciousness accelerates here and more people become aware of the concept of consciousness, semantics and definitions become so important, don't they? Because we can be describing different things or the same things with the same or different terminology.
Yes, absolutely.
So it becomes vastly important that if there's not a common language, then at least there's an alignment in different languages.
Yes.
Here, consciousness, as I've always used the term, is the essential form of creation.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
There's no aspect of creation that is not in its purest reality consciousness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So consciousness is the unifying principle of creation. Indeed, all of creation is a manifestation of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And in this way, unity consciousness is only describing consciousness in its unified perception.
Mm-hmm.
And the head cavity, the mind, the human physiology has that capacity to appreciate the diversity of unity, which is a great gift. It's a great capacity. It only becomes crippling when we forget the unity that the diversity came from.
Well, that's really that term, you know, head cavity. I mean,
mm-hmm.
head, what did you call it? Head cavity?
The head cavity.
The head cavity. Okay, it's kind mm-hmm. of like, you know, if you want to go where you're taking this, you have to, like, have your head be a cavity and not something that's totally full. Because a cavity is kind of like empty, you know?
I love that. It's so true. And and so to describe a little bit about the human physiology as Divine Mother has described it to me, is that, you know, we have this physical vehicle that we're enjoying, this physical body. And then we know that beyond the physical body, there are these extremely important aspects of energetic physiology that are used in so many powerful healing modalities. And Divine Mother has explained that even beyond these energetic structures of the physiology, beyond chakric functioning, beyond that flow of prana as we experience it through the spine,
mm-hmm.
there is an essential physiology. It's what Divine Mother has called the God physiology.
Mm-hmm.
And the God physiology is universal. It's the already established presence of divinity.
Mm.
It's the home of infinite God awareness and the home of unity awareness.
So let me say that again. That was really deep.
This level of physiology that's already yours, it's already established here beyond the energetic physiology,
uh-huh.
is the home of infinite God awareness. So infinite God awareness is not something that we need to cultivate. It's not something that we need to develop from our thoughts, from our thinking. It's something that we need to remember. It's something on that level of consciousness that we need to come home to.
Yes.
So as a healer, this is my work, right? As a messenger and lecturer and teacher of this or that, you know, we all have our different hats that we wear. I'm sure you wear many. And besides all of my human hats that I like to wear, My hat as a healer is to take this level of unbounded universal human physiology, which is already perfect, which does not require any transformation, which is that home of God awareness, and align the whole physiology to that vibration, which is established in eternity, eternally in the chest cavity. This is that seat of God that Divine Mother refers to. And very interestingly, I've found in the last couple of years in teaching process of connecting to God in the heart, different clients and students have come forward and said, this is very interesting because I was reading this book on the Vedas, or I was reading this book on Christian mysticism, I was reading this book on Buddhism, and there's a passage that discusses this seat of God in the heart. Mm-hmm. That's a reference to this cave of divine consciousness that's already established here, that is beyond the heart chakra, that is beyond a level of energetic physiology.
Right.
It's to the point where it's an almost mythical seat of God in the heart. And yet we know through our own discoveries, through your own discoveries, that this seat of God in the heart is that which is actually birthing creation and is very real.
Right, and it's aligning. Can you talk a little bit more about aligning this, I'm trying to think of the term you used, the God force, the higher body. What was the term you used?
Yes, yes. Yeah, that we're aligning.
It. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to, we're not having to transmute this body, just...
That's beautiful. I'll clarify that I believe that the transmutation that takes place is a byproduct of the alignment.
Oh, okay.
So this transmutation that we recognize, this matter into higher vibrational states of consciousness, where we're looking for the physical body to literally ascend into higher vibrational states, right?
Mm-hmm.
That this is a direct byproduct of the reawakening of our own consciousness and the alignment of our individual awareness to the divine awareness that resides perpetually in these deeper and deeper and deeper levels of our God physiology. That intelligence that has birthed the whole spectrum of human physiology.
Yes. Right. That's interesting. I've been going through this very intense initiation process lately, and as a result of that, I've been really feeling that, like, in my core.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
Like always, but in a different kind of way. Like an alignment, like you're saying. So that's why I was interested in that.
That's so beautiful. And it's so important that as each person has their experience of awakening to greater and greater levels of divinity, whatever the terminology we use,
mm-hmm.
that whether it's you or it's me or it's a listener or someone else, that they are sharing their experience with others so that it can strengthen the collective resolve to
Absolutely.
Go through this process.
Give many options because everybody thinks a little bit, everybody has a different vision, but
mm-hmm.
we're all like puzzle pieces. And as each of us clear up our own puzzle piece, then we click it into the big puzzle.
It's so true. You know, and we all have such unique lineages, especially those of us who've incarnated for particular purposes.
Mm-hmm.
I would say all of us.
Right, exactly.
But those that are conscious of the fact that they've incarnated for a particular purpose,
right.
We all have extremely diverse backgrounds because we know... There are so many different star systems and beings of light that have an interest in what's occurring for humanity now. And so in choosing to incarnate, we all have our own unique connections to bodies of knowledge that are eternally true and yet use a unique lingo, a unique terminology.
Right.
A unique lineage to share that knowledge. And clearly this is something that is lively in your life, and you've probably found in your work there are many people who have been transformed and many people who have said thank you but no thank you to you.
Yeah, there are people that they're in their minds. That's basic. You're absolutely right. What stops them is their minds. Everyone that gets stopped, it's because their mind is frozen.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't release their mind. They can't release their thinking. Because when you release your thinking, then you have a silence.
Mm-hmm. And it may just be, you know, that they're looking for that signal, that they're looking for that spark that will allow them to drop everything and come home, that allows them to begin that process of journeying. So I've found that my work has definitely led me to that place of recognizing that it's not my dharma to connect with everyone.
Yeah.
It's my dharma to connect with those who desire to connect with me.
Yeah.
And that is where the power takes place, because we all have a unique history with each other that goes far beyond this incarnation.
Right, and so, we recognize each other.
Exactly.
When we see those people, we go, oh, hey, you're familiar. I remember you from Pleiades, or were you in Arcturus too? Or
and it's so unique that there's that process of remembering here, because Divine Mother's talked a lot in the last couple of years about why it is that here on Earth, when you incarnate in the physiology, there is that amnesia. There is that total forgetfulness that essentially puts you back at square one, no matter where you've been in the past, no matter how fully realized you are in other dimensions, in other incarnations. When you come to Mother Earth, you play by the local laws of nature.
Yeah.
And for the first time, this is, I'd say for the first time in current history.
Yeah, at least 12,000
exactly,
since the fall of Atlantis, right?
This is a time where those laws of nature are softening and disappearing,
right,
because it's time for the population of humanity, for human consciousness to join that multidimensional play.
Wonderful. Yes, hear, hear. Sounds like a great party. And you know, we're running out of time, unfortunately. Look at that. It just went by in a second. Can you tell people how they can connect with you? Because I'm sure a lot of people are going to want to now.
I would love to. The best way to read more about our work is to go to thewholeness.com. It's WH, thewholeness.com. And also, we have an 800 number, 888-828-2271. And someone on my wonderful team, you will love whoever it is you speak with, will be in touch with you. You can read about the different programs that we
have. We can't run it across the bottom of the screen, so can you say it again, please?
No problem. I was hoping they could play it back.
Yeah.
It's thewholeness.com and 888-828-2271. And let's run that across the screen. We'll just pretend this is on TV.
Yeah.
And there are a few really wonderful programs that we offer. And one of them is for very advanced disease. So if someone you know is going through a lot of suffering and going through a lot of physical trauma, one of the programs we offer is called the Divine Mother Cure. And it's definitely worth reading up on. And then
Great. The
God in the Heart instruction that we do helps to usher in that witnessing of sleep, that eternal wakefulness, so that sleep can become what it's actually supposed to be, not
Wonderful.
Unconsciousness. So we'll definitely look forward to connecting with more, and I would love to connect with you more as well, Suzanne. It was a pleasure to speak
with
you.
Oh, absolutely. You're one of those guys I recognize. It's like, oh, yeah, let me see. What spaceship were you on, or which dimension was it? Or I think you've got a couple of wings back there, as far as I can see. Definitely
wonderful.
An angelic presence. You're definitely of the angelic presence, aren't you?
Thank you so much. I appreciate being on.
That you're of that evolution? You feel so much like an angel.
I do, and I appreciate that. But I think it's important for so many listeners to know the universality of the angelic and archangelic forms, that so many of us are indeed that, and just waiting to remember.
Absolutely.
Just waiting to remember.
And it's a brave thing for an angel to come here, because angels live fully, fully in unity consciousness. So angels that come to Earth are very, very brave angels and beautiful, beautiful beings. And there's a lot of you out there, just as you said. So thank you so much, and absolutely, I can't wait to talk to you again. And everybody, connect with this man. He's wonderful. So we'll talk again later.
Thank you all so much. It was a pleasure, Suzanne.
Bye-bye.
Bye.